Take courage. Get up. Jesus is calling you. Today we see in our gospel what happens when Jesus encounters blindness. And although physical and spiritual and moral blindness take many forms, our gospel highlights three of them. And they're captured in those words of invitation. Take courage. Get up. Jesus is calling you. The first blindness is represented by Bartimaeus' physical blindness. This is our personal blindness. That Jesus is calling you. He's calling me. That Jesus wants to heal your blindness and my blindness. We each have our own list of how we are blind, unaware, short-sighted. How many ways am I unaware of my selfishness? Blind to my sins, my failings and shortcomings, oblivious to the needs of those around me, blind to my attachments, how I can be inconsiderate to people, the desire to be approved. Are we unable to see maybe where we're holding grudges and harboring unforgiveness, or we're oblivious to how much we gossip, slander, complain? In this case, you might think, well, Bartimaeus has an advantage. His blindness is obvious to everyone. Well, don't fool yourself. Our blindness is obvious to those around us. My adult children, if you have adult children, you have a lot of help in this regard. When they were younger, I pointed out their faults to them, and guess what? Now that they're older, they feel qualified to point out my faults to me. The thing is, my blind was always there to see, but now they're willing to point it out. And sadly, in my own blindness, I'm still a reluctant listener. And if you don't think you have any blindness, you're Mary Poppins, practically perfect in every way, why don't you ask somebody who loves you and brace yourself for the answer? Jesus is calling you. This is an invitation to take our blindness to Jesus. Some of us are unaware of our blindness. Others know it, but we won't take it to him. What about us? Will we take it to him for healing? When's the last time you went to Jesus in the sacrament of reconciliation for true healing? The second blindness is represented by the people who are trying to silence Bartimaeus. This is the cultural blindness that opposes us. In this case, we're given those words, take courage. Bartimaeus cried out, Jesus, son of David, have pity on me. And they rebuked him, telling him to be quiet. What do they have against Bartimaeus getting a favor, getting some help from Jesus? Because when we seek the light, the world tries to keep us in darkness. We're especially seeing this cultural blindness with regard to the dignity of human life, of marriage and family, of human sexuality. Because at the beginning of creation in the book of Genesis, God gave us as human beings three fundamental gifts. First, he gave us the breath of life. Second, in creating Eve as a suitable partner for Adam, God inaugurated the covenant of marriage. Third, in giving that command to be fruitful and multiply, he blessed us with the gift of our sexuality. These three crucial gifts, life, marriage and family, and our human sexuality, they're being trampled and destroyed daily by our culture. We need courage. We need to take courage because we're called to be at the forefront of this battle and not to be silent. A friend of mine recently decided to stand up and defend these gifts in his own home. He let it be known that he wasn't going to accept in his own home discussions or behaviors that degraded or diminished the sanctity and the dignity of life, of marriage and family, of human sexuality. We're having these discussions in my own home, and I suspect you're having them in yours too. These gifts, though, are from God, are at the heart of what it means to be human. And we can know which side we are on through what we watch, what we listen to, what we talk about, what we think is funny, what we tolerate. Now, I'm not saying we be intolerant of people, but what are we willing to tolerate? Are we contributing to their destruction or to their renewal? The crowd tried to silence Bartimaeus, and the culture is trying to silence those who are willing to stand with God. And because of our free will, we do have the choice whether to overcome our personal blindness or not. We have the choice whether we're going to influence the cultural blindness or not. But it involves bringing that blindness to Jesus. Master, I want to see. It's not going to happen apart from us seeking it. The third blindness is represented by Bartimaeus, the blind man who recognizes Jesus. This actually is kind of a good form of blindness. It's been called blind faith. The words given to us are, get up. Jesus is calling you. Get up. It's a time for action. You know, there was a passage I found in a book which captures this idea of blind faith so well. It says, you know, I said to the man who stood at the gate of the new year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness, put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be for you better than any light and safer than any known way. This is what Bartimaeus did. Now, I call it blindness, but the thing is blindness is not, I mean, Bartimaeus is not blind to the fact that he needs Jesus. It's important for us to recognize that Jesus is the only person in all of human history who was specifically foretold and predicted for centuries before he came. Actually, it started back in the Garden of Eden with the fall of Adam and Eve. And those who are familiar with the Old Testament know that the scriptures give us the Messiah's name. They give us his mission. They give us his brutal and shameful death. They give us the time of his coming. Jesus fulfilled over 300 prophecies. Many of us aren't familiar with them, but the people of Jesus' day, they knew them. And so did this crowd. But it was the blind man who recognized Jesus. Jesus, son of David. And that royal title, which appears only here in Mark, identifies Jesus as that long-awaited Messiah that we've been heard about for centuries. The blind man recognizes Jesus by faith. He recognizes who Jesus is, even though many of those who are walking with Jesus don't see it. This is what will happen in our lives when we look attentively for God. We will recognize him where others are unable. Take courage. Get up. Jesus is calling you. And then the gospel relates those beautiful, powerful words. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the way. Where's Jesus going? The next time we see Jesus in Mark's gospel, Jesus is entering Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. Once Bartimaeus can see clearly, he walked with Jesus on his way to Jerusalem on Palm Sunday and to Calvary and to the resurrection. Following Jesus includes more than just receiving our sight. It entails following him to Calvary and to the resurrection. Please understand that we follow Jesus not because we're worthy. We follow because in our blindness, he calls us. He knows our weakness and our blindness, as we heard in that second reading, that every high priest is taken from among men and made their representative. Therefore, he is able to be patient with the ignorant and the erring. Jesus in our humanity can relate and be patient with our blindness. And even more important, because Jesus is God, he can heal it. How do we overcome our personal blindness? How do we overcome the blindness of the culture? Go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than any light and safer than any known way. Bartimaeus wanted to be heard, and he wanted to be healed, and he was. We know that we are heard, but do we want to be healed, especially of our blindness? If so, take courage. Get up. Jesus, Your Lord and God and Savior is calling you.
I believe in one.